Today we're going to be looking at the budget review and recommendation report. Hopefully it will not be that long. And I'm just saying hopefully. So let's get apologies from the Secretary.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, an apology. Honourable Lau, who indicated that she, this morning, that she would attend to urgent party matters.
Yeah.
That's the only apology to us.
Honorable Mackay, will please use your mask. Honorable members, that's the only apology we have. As I said, we just considering for you to adopt this budget review and recommendation report today, which we only sent out yesterday. That's correct. My suggestion is that we go to the findings and the observations section to what Dr. Sampers calls run through. And then read through the recommendations. And maybe after that you can go back to the beginning of the document and just go page by page to see if honorable members are happy with the body of the report. So that by the time we return to the observations and recommendations, we have once again have applied our minds and can see if we want to make some changes there. At this stage, I want to hear if honorable members have any views about how to deal with the report, if any. If none, we will go to page 31. And the dear doctor will take us through. That's right. And please introduce yourself. Since there are issues about qualifications these days. So can you introduce yourself? We want to know where you get this doctorate from.
Good morning, honorable members. I am Dr. Prashram Prasad, a graduate of Wits University. Yes, most certainly, sir. You can also check the fact that I was a top business school graduate for the Management of Market program a few years ago. So, yes, I was a good graduate, and hopefully the findings and recommendations and whatever I compile is actually a product of Wits University. Okay, honourable members, as requested by the Chair, the committee findings and observations. To quickly run through them, they are put into broad categories, the categories being energy planning, Yes, committee found that there were deficiencies specifically with regard to key outstanding policies, the Integrated Energy Plan, Integrated Resource Plan, and the Gas Utilization Master Plan. And also there's key legislation, which is also outstanding. I'm just going through very quickly, honorable members. The second finding related to the area of skills, lack of skills, specifically with the National Electrification Program, their challenges experienced as a department and as the municipalities. Moving forward, with regard to electricity, there were numerous observations, which for these regards, there were challenges with regard to electricity supply resulting in load shedding, the new build projects, challenges with regard to transmission and distribution. And just to actually highlight it in a bit more detail, firstly, the implementation of free basic electricity and the free basic alternative energy policies. There's problems with regard to implementation of these policies at municipal level. That's resulting in, obviously, challenges to the indigenous community. In terms of the INEP program, there were some challenges with regard to more project management issues here. It's not really, I think, the actual program itself, it's more the execution, especially with regard to municipal level. This is what was the findings, obviously, over the last financial year. The DOE, also, they had a backlog with regard to electricity distribution infrastructure. And here they mentioned it was an order of 68 billion rand. So obviously, this is a serious concern going forward. The concept of energy efficiency in South Africa, the DOE also spends a substantial amount of money on energy efficiency initiatives, but the challenges here is that there has to be more effort to increase our energy efficiency in this country. And one of the examples used, the solar water heater program, the aim was to ensure 1 million systems are installed by 2040. However, I think only about 400,000 units have been installed to date. And so far greater effort is required in that area. Sorry, moving too fast. The next heading with regard to electricity was the Renewable Energy Independent Power Procurement Program. And here the areas that were highlighted as being concerned was that with regard to linking up of the program to the transmission grid, empowerment of local communities and skills transfer. Then there was the issue of the nuclear power program. This will be the biggest infrastructure program to date. And the observation is that there has to be state of readiness of financial for the program that looked at aspects of localization and skills development. In terms of the liquid fuel sector, the observations not to there were with regard to the transformation. It's progressing at a very slow pace. And the department chair mentioned some initiatives, but obviously this is a concern that has to be fast-tracked. Further, with regard to the slow delivery of the objectives of the biofuel strategy, this also has been spoken about in the department more than once, but needs to be, again, more effort put over there. In terms of gas, the gas utilization master plan is critical for development in this sector, and the PT observes that the constraints in terms of gas supply is placing substantial strain on the economy, and that is basically the key finding in that area. There's a few others that's mentioned along those lines. The oversight capacity of the Department of Energy. This is specifically with regard to their projects and the state-owned entities. this has to be bolted to ensure that there's the financial management and supply chain problems noted from the SOEs, and also with regard to project delivery. So obviously the PCE does note that that oversight has to be bolted. Specific reference is made here, and I just mentioned this to the members, in regards to DOE further, needs to be reassessed. The funding of some state-owned entities, especially the National Nuclear Regulator, I mentioned NEXTAR, is critical considering the envisaged nuclear rollout program that these are empowered financially to develop the critical tools required for the envisaged program. The PC also, with regard to the SOEs, they identified various specific challenges at the SOEs, and I mentioned that also in the report. The committee mentioned that in the report. The SEF and the entities, DC observed specifically that there's restructuring issues there that has to be, fast-tracked. And there's issues with regard to financial challenges, and specifically challenges with regard to supply of feedstock at HOSA.
With regard to PASTA, it was they've been transferred to the Department of Mineral Resources and the issue of financial sustainability and rotation of key individuals also has been addressed. SFF members picked up that the strategic reserve need to be addressed, increasing the current reserve from the current 25 days to the proposed 42 days. And at the African the issue of coal constraints, the entity is and this, it needs to be addressed and also to ensure the sustainability of the business unit. And next up, the observation there was specifically with regard to financial sustainability and to ensure it is a going it can become financially independent of the state. There was also a specific concern with regard to contingent liabilities related to decommissioning and decontamination. At the National Nuclear Regulator, the PD made observation that the NNR has to have the required skills and resources to be able to ensure it performs its oversight function. Area of concern was the onerous legacy funds, which came up, and the other issue was that of the fragmented regulatory framework, where the specific reference to Category 3 and 4 radioactive sources, normally managed by the Department of Health. Moving on to NERSA. The legislative mandate of NERSA has to be assessed and revised to ensure it's comprehensive and robust to fully empower NERSA to execute its duties. That was basically the main point of the day. At the NERSA, the areas of concern there was regard to projects and meeting our deadlines, and there was other concern that was raised with regard to the fact the majority of the staff on contract. Okay, honourable members, that was chair. Honourable members, that was the findings and observations of the committee with regard to this budgetary cycle. The specific recommendations of the portfolio committee. The portfolio committee on energy recommends that the Minister of Energy should address the following. Expedite the finalization of the energy policy, energy planning policies with specific reference to the integrated energy plan and the integrated resource plan. Expedite all outstanding legislation which includes the following, the Gas Amendment Bill, the National Nuclear Regulator Amendment Bill, the Electricity Regulation Second Amendment Bill, National Energy Regulator Amendment Bill, Radioactive Management Fund Bill, Nuclear Energy Amendment Bill, Independent System Market Operator Bill. Thirdly, the Portfolio Committee recommends the Minister develop initiatives in conjunction with other national government departments and entities to ensure security of supply with regard to electricity so as to ensure that there is no load shedding. The Department of Energy, in conjunction with the Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs and National Treasury, develop strategy to address the backlog related to the distribution network. In conjunction with the Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs, assess and develop strategies for the effective implementation of free basic electricity and free basic alternative energy policies. Six, identify and empower an energy efficiency champion of Africa who will take ownership of all current initiatives in Africa, conduct assessments on the effectiveness of the current initiatives, develop strategies going forward, including recommendations on new technologies and policies that Africa needs to introduce in the sector. In terms of the INET program, develop strategies to address the problems experienced at municipal level related to slow delivery, skills availability, budgeting, project management, etc. So, honourable members, I think that word, etc., should come out of there. That is an incorrect word. Number seven. The last word, etc., is an inappropriate word there. Sorry about that, honourable members. Assess and develop interventions for the development of key and critical skills in the various areas of energy, including, among other, engineering, nuclear, and electricity distribution. Enhance the oversight capacity of the DOE, specifically with regard to the SOEs that account to it. The Minister has ensured that the DOE develops a robust oversight model, as various problems are noted at some SOE in terms of financial management, including supply chain management and project delivery. Develop mechanisms and strategies to expedite the transformation of the liquid fuel sector. Number 11, fast-track the biofuel strategy and finalize the regulatory instruments that DOE are working on to facilitate the introduction of biofuels into the South African liquid fuels market. 12, reassess the funding of the National Nuclear Regulator in an NEXA in conjunction with National Treasury, considering the enriched nuclear rollout program that NINAR and NEXA are financially to develop the critical skills required for the envisaged program. 13, address the challenges identified at the Renewable Energy Independent Power Procurement Program, which includes ensuring that transmission grid is available to the program as and when required, local communities are empowered and benefit from the program, and that aspects of localization of technology and skill transfer are there to ensure it is occurred.
Number 14. Roll out the co-generation independent power procurement program to ensure Africa benefits from this program. Number 15, ensure that the negotiations for the proposed nuclear build program be conducted in a fair and transparent manner to ensure that maximum benefits are derived for South Africa. 16, finalize the gas utilization master plan in conjunction with the gas amendment bill to ensure investment in and development of this sector. 17, closely monitor and, where necessary, direct developments such as the shale gas and other oil and gas exploration ventures in and around South Africa. 18, ensure separate entities are urgently restructured to more effectively meet South Africa's energy needs, focusing on hiving off of entities should be fast-track to ensure the organization restructures urgently. PetroSA, develop a clear strategy to ensure the gas supply constraints at current and going forward as its gas to liquid GTL plant in Mossel Bay be addressed, and a long-term strategy with clear objectives, targets, and deliverables be developed. PASA, assert its transfer to DMR, the issue of national sustainability and retention of key and critical skills be addressed. The department, with the Central Energy Fund and Strategic Fuel Fund, address the issue of strategic reserves, including increasing the current reserve capacity from the current 25 years to the proposed 42 days. With regard to AEMSC, the minister should address the issue of coal constraints at the entity to ensure the sustainability of the business unit. Explore and promote mechanisms to ensure NEXA are able, via its companies and technologies created, to generate most of its funds and become financially independent of the state. Further, their contingent liability related to the decommissioning and decontamination of NEXA's past strategic operational nuclear facilities and the disposal of low and intermediate level waste at Barbados. The minister is to urgently assess the situation, including where and to what extent the liability resides. The minister has ensured that the National Radioactive Waste Disposal Institute begins operating as a functional entity as soon as possible. Ensure that NNR has the requisite skills and resources to be able to perform a robust regulation oversight on proposed nuclear nuclear program. The Minister of Energy should ensure that only legacy sites be identified and managed to protect Africans from accidental exposure. The minister should also ensure that the fragmented regulatory framework be urgently addressed to ensure the national nuclear regulator is empowered to manage Category 3 and 4 radioactive sources, which is currently managed by the Department of Power. Address the legislative mandate of NERSA and ensure it is comprehensive and robust to fully empower NERSA to execute their duties. This includes ensuring that NERSA is empowered to audit and investigate regulatory-related issues at ESCOM and municipalities. Ensure that SENEDI has a robust plan to ensure projects meet all specified deadlines and that mechanisms are in place to convert research and development projects into commercial ventures. Address the staffing challenges at SENEDI, as the majority of the staff are on contract with very few permanent staff. The conclusion, the operational context in which the Department of Energy is assessed with the periodic review has been unfortunately less conducive. The environment in which practitioners of the energy sector led by the Department of Energy operate in is an assortment of conducive and compromising factors, such as, unfortunately, the deficient financial baseline upon which the department was established, fragmented regulatory environment, absence of all undefined legislation have tended to compromise the work of the department, erratic fluctuations of oil prices globally, demand on electricity has been steadfastly outstripping supply, economic growth has been severely compromised. The department has been resilient enough to grow and also enhance its performance and effectiveness in a number of respects. And the final point is the appreciation. The committee would like to express its gratitude to the minister, Honourable T. Chumai Peterson, and the Deputy Minister, Honourable Majola, Acting Director General, Dr. Husi Bana, and the Executive Management Team, TNG of the Department of Energy, the Chief Executive Officers of the respective state-owned companies, report to the Department of Energy, and Officers of the Auditor General of Africa. Report to be considered. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable T. C. Majola. There should be no confusion. Honourable T. C. Majola. Okay. Honourable members, as suggested earlier, can we go to the beginning of the report as we digest the observations and the recommendations? We will come back to those two sections to see if there are substantive changes. Yes, sir. Let me have to the page 2. Introduction, mandate of the committee, core functions of the department and entities, page 3. Purpose of the report. Next part, page 4. Somebody saying sorry.
Yeah.
Is that the second? Okay.
Just on the entity shape, we neglected to include the NRW.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
You can't reword the petition. You must quote what I said. You can't quote it. Yes. So if you strictly oppose to that English, we'll have to delete that quote. You can't quote something that wasn't said. And Honorable Justice won't help you much with English. Okay, there's no objection to leaving it out of this report. 7-8. Comments on financial performance, page 10.
Under investments of 2.25 million. It says the department is a 100% shareholder in the South African Care Corporation and owns 2,205 shares of 1 rand. Is that... So then it should be... I don't know. Then should be that 2,205 rand, not 2 million. Just actually the quantity don't add up. The line licenses investment of 2.2 million and 2.2 at 1 rand. Something wrong there.
Okay. Yeah, that's correct. That's verified by proof. The doctorate is becoming questionable. Other matters of interest, page 15. Where? Okay. The first sentence. You mean the first sentence, Honorable Fakou?
Yes.
I can confirm that should be correct.
before the doctorate. That material misstatement to the financial statement, correct.
This question of people's qualifications is becoming unconstitutional.
Chairperson, so that there is consistency in the way the report is, and at the bottom of this table, we just put the source, so that we understand where the where is it coming from.
The doctrine that, that Dr. Ram says that we should do that from the third page. When you do the quotation, you must mark it and then indicate where that is from. Page 17. Yeah, your professor told you that. No? The one day you locked out the other day. page 17.
The paragraph which says the revised integrated resource plan was drafted for public consultation with major high-speed and reconfirmation of nuclear and renewables supplies by position. So it wasn't the revised integrated resource plan, it was the updated integrated resource plan. And it certainly didn't reconfirm nuclear and renewables, in fact it brought into question the nuclear program. So I don't know if that would be the right statement on terms of the updated integrated resource plan. In fact, the integrated resource plan hasn't been revised, and that's one of the issues, but we'll pick it up at a later point. So I think it should be changed to say that the updated integrated resource plan was drafted for public consultation, and I would say with major highlights being, I wouldn't say reconfirmation of nuclear, I would say certainly it gave thresholds for the price of nuclear and when we shouldn't do. In fact, it specifically called for a delay in the nuclear program, and then, so I'm just wondering how that should be a change, because I certainly won't be able to support reconfirmation of nuclear, because it doesn't in fact say that.
Okay, I wouldn't agree with honorable framing. If you say the updated or revised integrated plan broad highlights, and he's talked about the reconfirmation of nuclear as something which is incorrect. I believe in the SONA of 2014, the president gave in his presentation a policy direction, and that policy direction talked about looking into nuclear energy. And I believe the plan is just reconfirm then look into nuclear energy, because that's what the president said in the address. And what the president says in the address is policy direction. So if you are saying it's what is the word that you are using there for the reconfirmation?
I'm saying that it
It speaks to it. I mean, reconfirmation is in the policy direction that we are heading to. This is what the plan says. But then what other people say is not what the plan should not be saying. I mean, if people are opposed to what the plan is saying, it doesn't mean what the plan should not have this. And I believe you are saying people are objecting to nuclear. But if the plan is the talks to reconfirming.
Dr. Roberts, why did you put the concern? I'll give you now. Honorable Khrilin Nurmakar. We will make the correction there. I think I understand what the factual situation is with regard to that updated plan. And I also understand why you think it's maybe an entry point for something else, which is what Honorable Mashad is responding to. But because in this report you just tend to put just factual information about what the report you have received. So let us just reflect correctly what's in the present report. So can you speak on that, Honorable Freddie, Honorable Makai? And I'm going to come back just now, Honorable Michelle, on this matter. Just on how we should deal with that first bullet. Because as a matter of fact, the updated, which is partly say the debate now, the updated doesn't say exactly the same thing as the previous plan on nuclear. So I can assure you that updated part won't see the light of day. Yes, you can vote me. It will not. Oh. I can assure you. You can vote me and say that. Okay, that's why. But just can you reflect factually in this report what the different reports are saying? Honorable Khrilin?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to turn it into the political division yet, but I mean, I do want to stick to the facts, and the facts are this. I mean, I know what the president said in the SONA, but that does not change what's in the updated ILP, there's no doubt. What's in the updated ILP, and I think these points need to be recognized, one of the points is that it relooks at the energy demand as well, and that's an important point to pick up here, is to say, revise our energy demand figures down. Okay, so it has questioned what's in the original ILP said. In fact, the demand projections are lower than what was initially anticipated. So I think that point needs to be put in there. What it does with nuclear, it doesn't rule it out, and it certainly doesn't reconfirm it either. What it says is that there's a couple of issues that need to be looked into before we embark on that nuclear program. So the first thing it says is it should be delayed. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we need to look into the financial feasibility of this. That it gives various prices to say that if it comes in above a certain price, we should only build one or two reactors. If it comes in above an even higher price, then we shouldn't go ahead with it at all. That's what it says in our stated ILP. And so I think that if we can somehow capture that in here, as opposed to say reconfirmed, I think it questions the original assumptions around nuclear in the original ILP, and I think that that needs to be mentioned. As to whether it sees the light of day, I mean, I certainly hope it sees the light of day. No, because it's not based on, I mean, it's not based on political decisions. ILP is not a political thing, it's a modeling exercise. And what it's modeling is saying is these are the things that have come out of that. And so I think that needs to be taken into account. And if it's just going to disregard that, well, then what's the point of energy modeling? It has no purpose then. Thank you, Chair.
I don't know, honourable members, if we're talking about the same thing. The real issue really is, first upgraded, updated is correct.
Yeah.
Secondly, we just need to find the correct English word for the plate one. Eh? But does it apply to both nuclear and renewables? That's the thing I'm not sure about. If that's nuclear, I'm sure. But I'm not sure it is factual to say and renewables. With regard to nuclear, should, because I suggest that we should put revision, highlight revision of this could get with regard to nuclear, but I don't know if it's correct to say and renewables. So in the following order, it was Honorable Makubela Mashela and then Honorable Park. No, in fact, I'm making a mistake. I don't think you are covered by Honorable Fred. Honorable Makai, Honorable Makubela Mashela, Honorable Faku, and you're not commenting on the light of day, eh? Just can you please help us find? I think we have resolved the updated. So we didn't bullet two to find what is the correct phrase to reflect the fact that there were changes in the updated IRP. I will. There's no actual procedure of treatment, Honourable Mackay.
Chair, I think for clarity's sake, we should refer to the full document in its full name, which is the Updated Integrated Resource Plan, brackets 2013. We should also, for factual purposes, indicate that this document was released to public consultation and was sent to the Cabinet in February. Because I note in all the other plans we've noted where they are in the process, it should indicate that this document was, in fact, sent to Cabinet before the SONA address, which, I mean, maybe it's neither here nor there. But, so for factual sake, Chair, we need to clearly indicate that it's updated the Integrated Resource Plan of 2013, which was submitted for public consultation and subsequently sent to Cabinet for consideration. I think that would help us clarify this. And also, Chair, just on that, we can't use and renewables because actually, in fact, when Honourable Kerr can attest, we actually increased the renewables target, so we're actually more aggressive on renewables. So our key pushes for renewables, and it actually says we should postpone nuclear. So this is why we're all a little bit confused by the nuclear procurement, by the announcement of the procurement program. So we need to put that in there, that is recognised, Chair, so when this becomes a new arms deal in 5 years, we have proof of what in fact happened. Thank you, Chair.
Member Griezmann, you're not helping with the English. I'm just looking for the can you not resolve the English problem, the point with that one, because we all agree on what we're trying to catch. Honorable Makubela Mashele.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would propose that we leave the political discussions around these things because for now we are looking into the report, into the recommendations, and we want to input on this report without clouding it with our political positions and so on. And I would want to strongly support the view that we omit the reconfirmation and just put the highlights. It highlights the revision of nuclear as supply side to meet the environmental and macroeconomic development objectives. But if you read the entire sentence, it actually looks into what the resource plan is talking about. Because the resource plan does not only talk about putting a nuclear site. It looks into how best can we implement it, if it's going to be feasible, if we do have financing part of it. It speaks to many things, and what we speak to some of these things, we would look into every aspect of the updated resource plan. But for now, Chairperson, I just want us, in the spirit of moving forward, just to put the correct English, highlight the revision, and leave it at that.
What we have in the doctor's revision. But as an English teacher, I would mark him wrong for that. For doing that. Highlight revision, I would mark him wrong for English there. Okay. Honorable Edison, that part of the Karu can proper English.
I'm also not an English teacher, more like a lead singer in a rock and roll band, but yeah, I hear where some of the members come from and where I speak about, but I think if nuclear went about, that was only consumption, so it's not really. I think if I read this, yeah, my two cents worth was that the reconfirmation of nuclear and renewable is the correct word to use there.
Isn't just to be sure, you mean as it stands currently in this draft?
That's just a reconfirmation of that the government.
Honorable Fabu, Honorable Matikubela Mashele will make your point and then we'll follow the Honorable Fabu.
Actually, I'm actually covered by Honorable Makubula Mashele. As long as we keep that nuclear, I don't mind if it's highlight or reconfirmation.
We settle for these changes proposed now in Honorable Mashele.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not following what the substance is.
Sure. Let me just give some clarity on exactly what it does say, and then we can talk about how we put that into wording. Essentially what it says is that we should delay the nuclear program while we investigate other options, and the other options that it highlights is firstly a solar roof embedded generation, so that we need to investigate that. That's one option. The other option is fracking as well, and the other option is imported hydro. So that any of those three, in fact, can prove to be better options than the nuclear program. That's what it actually said in that IRP update. So that's what it says there. And it also says that the demand projections are far lower than what was originally anticipated. And so for those reasons, it argues that we should delay the nuclear program. And then it says, if when we finally do some time to make a decision around nuclear, it then gives guidelines as to what the pricing should, as to how the pricing should affect our decision. So if it's in a certain range, we should only build one or two reactors. If it's above that range, then we shouldn't go ahead with it at all. So that's what it says. I mean, those are the factual kind of things of it. So therefore, anything that doesn't kind of capture that in some way, I mean, we can't support. So clearly it's not a reconfirmation of nuclear. I mean, if what it's saying is it's putting forward other options as opposed to nuclear, and it's also giving guidance if in fact we do decide to go the nuclear option as to what the price ranges we should be negotiating in. So I don't know how we put all of that into that single statement, but you know, something like that needs to be captured. And this is actual, this isn't me saying that, this is what the IRP update is in fact stating.
What happened to renewables, good doctor? No, because I'm going to come to my second. It's a separate call. Okay. Alright, so. But honorable members, honorable president, with all what you have said, which is what I've understood initially, Why is the revision not correct? Because the main thing was to state was that to state that it reconfirms would be not factual. So why if we say that there are why would that be difficult? Because the other revision changes, the proposed changes. So we can put whatever is factual there. Why is there an issue there? Because that's the truth, that it doesn't exactly what T10 says, right? So we can say that, should say that. So can find that the correct English with, I thought that revision covered all of us. Where that is going to happen at the end of the day, we'll find that battle another day. You can't be fought here in this, in how we capture this thing here. Because I really make that point, Honourable, to be fair with you. That battle, it will be fought at the... I'm sure about that. I'm 100% sure about that. And I'm sure how it will be resolved. So we can't try and fight it here. Yet can we just try find an English way of how we capture what is said in 2013? So revision suffices. If not, can we get a better English word? And please, Honorable Estes, are you coming closer that we shouldn't use reconfirmation? Yes, please.
Well, sir, now I'm coming closer, but well, I agree with Honorable Schreiber and what he said, but we also said that and the President and the development plan said that we must strive for cleaner energy and carbon dioxide. And this is exactly what it said, reconfirmation for nuclear and renewables as supply-side solutions to meet our environmental objectives. Well, for me, this is what the sentence says exactly.
What
did
what I said, sir, is that what we're striving to do is also for cleaner air, carbon dioxide and things. And this, to say reconfirmation of nuclear and renewables as supply type solutions to meet environmental, macroeconomic development objectives, this is what this sentence is. I think this is the sentence that must be.
Well, I am now understanding your point. In that you say you must read the whole paragraph.
Yeah.
It may not be talking to the aspects of the visions Honorable Helen is talking about, but it recompense with regard to the objective stated here to meet environmental and macroeconomic development objectives. Yeah, but the second now may create, maybe environmental does, but the second may create difficulties now. It would affect those visions. Honorable, as you please, can we find a different way to reconfirmation and hopefully step off this? We're almost there with regard to revision. I still don't understand what the difficulty is with regard to using the revision as now proposed in the amendment by the good doctor here. Are we still having an issue over this? Definitely. Okay. Honorable Makai.
Maybe the easiest way to do this is to ask our researcher to actually pull up the RP 2013 update, actually take from the actual update the actual words that are used in the report. Because then we don't have to worry about creating words or thinking of appropriate words, but we can actually take what it says in the report. And I'm very willing to start quoting from the document where it says nuclear should be delayed, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To be honest, the word for us, revision, is too benign for a very non-benign subject. So we cannot, in good conscience, sit in a committee and pretend and use a benign word, which if someone has to read this document, revision could mean revised upwards, downwards. It doesn't give any indication as to what the content, the substantive content of the report is. That is our concern about the use of this amorphous word, which actually doesn't have a meaning in this context. The report clearly states that nuclear can be postponed, and therefore it should be reflected in that sentence that the report clearly indicated that nuclear could be postponed. Chair, as you are fully aware, I mean, we want to support the document, but should we be unable to get absolute clarity on this specific line, we would be unable to agree to the report. And that's how strongly we feel about it. So it's not just about the benign English word, it's about accurately reflecting the core substantive meaning of the IRP 2013. And because it is the department report and it is what it reflects, I'm not quite sure why we're having so much trouble agreeing to reflecting substantive findings of the report. Thank you, Chair.
I feel threatened by that threat. Honourable Makhwela Mashele and Honourable Fako.
Chairperson, I believe and I want to believe that these two honourables are coming here wanting to delay us, wanting to put a particular position which they have on nuclear energy. Well, it's your position. I'm not arguing with your position, but I'm saying the IRP plan has many things that it speaks to nuclear. Now, to come in here and say the report says delay nuclear and not read the other part that it says about nuclear, I think it's very much a problematic, Chairperson. And in the spirit of us moving forward, because you've correctly said that the debate for nuclear is a debate for another day, I want to make a proposal, Chair, that we leave the vision of nuclear there as it is, and we move on to the next point. If needs be, we can vote on the matter, because you don't have to agree with us on the report. Remember, you can, if you do not want to agree on the recommendations on what the report is, honourable, you are free to do that. We are 6 members of the ANC. We can push this report, and we can advance what we want on this report. Whatever you do, as much as you debate, you want to delay. Remember that. At the end of the day, the electorate gave us the mandate to come, yes, to not to change reports, but to put our recommendations as we want them to be reflected. We will not be held at this point. We will not put what you want in this report, but we, yes, with our mandate, can advance what we want. And what we want here, clearly, the members of the ANC are talking about putting revisions into the nuclear. And I believe, Chairperson, in the spirit of us as members of the committee, let's move forward.
I think, Honourable Chair, we have tried to be flexible, trying to accommodate within the spirit of democracy and within the spirit of our constitution. But if members of the DA are going to be hard and to be difficult, and dictate to us what their own things, we're not going to allow that. We enjoy the debate in our community. We don't want to be pushed into voting, but we're not going to be allowed to dictate them too. We want to move on. If they don't allow us to move on, we want to vote and move on. We're not going to be delayed on another issue. We're not going to delete the position and the policy of government. Because the policy of government has been installed and all the documents of government. So there's no way we're going to be dictated by the DA on the police matters of government. Thank you.
Honourable Mashele, I thought you were going to suggest that we step off this matter and continue the rest of the
talk. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, sure. There are two versions here, Commissioner. One from the opposition party, the DA. The other one from the other opposition party, which is in link with the proposals from the ANC. One, that we must leave the sentence as it is now, the reconfirmation of nuclear and renewables.
that supplies side solutions to meet environmental and macroeconomic development objectives, as it is. There is this other one that comes from the other opposition, that they do away with reconfirmation and put in some, what do you call it, highlight revision. And I will lead my own view here, that could you, as a chair, with those powers vested on you, those who support the one that was proposed by the DA, raise their hands. In fact, let's vote on the two versions. I will support the other one, chair, that we leave the sentence as it is. Let's vote on those things. You are not agreeing with the opposition because you can't sit here for 2 hours discussing English. And I don't know, chair, but I'll suggest that you call on the for us here to vote on the first day bullet here. Thank you.
But another matter, you fall back. To understand you, we have agreed on updated, interpreted resource plan. So you say that if the DA insists on their change, we're falling back to the confirmation of nuclear. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what happens when the two bulls there. Because the other one, the formulation was to try to capture the spirit of what was being explained as changes in the IRP 2013. So if there's no consensus on what seems to be the compromise, ordinarily knowing matters of this sort, people fall back to their original position. That's what will happen. So I was suggesting that can we pass this because there's no agreement yet and continue the rest of the document and come back to it last. No, nothing changes. I'm not saying anything on that matter yet. All I'm saying is, can we continue the rest of the document, leave the debate as it is right now, and come back to it last when we have dealt with the rest of the document. So don't, you're not going to want me to rule on how we should proceed, no? Honorable Makai, Honorable Makotela Mashele, Honorable Mabunda, you were still at now we may. Honorable Mabunda, Honorable Makotela Mashele, Honorable Stazen, and Honorable Faku. And please, Honorable Members, can we try? Can we find a solution? If we can't, why don't you step off this matter and come back to it? Honorable Makai.
Chair, I'd just like to clarify for the committee, because I think there's some confusion that this is a DA position. Now, last I checked, the DA did not run the Department of Energy. The DA does not take this document to public consultation to the people, where people made inputs and made agreements and went through the whole process of public participation. So we're talking about mandates. The people who went to those hearings and discussed the document with the department and the government made inputs into this document, not the DA. Not the DA government, we are not in government, we do not control this document, we do not write this document. This document is a document of the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy put it together in 2012. As far as I'm aware, that was the first term of Jacob Zuma, the ANC government. So this is an ANC document done by an ANC government, has nothing to do with the DA. It is not, can I finish my
point?
There's a point of order.
Honorable Makai, the point of order has got to be allowed. I want to hear if it is a point of order.
Sir, we're not going to allow and to tolerate our president being disrespected. President Zuma, not Jacob Zuma, is the president of the country, is the president of Honorable.
I reject the Honorable Jacob Zuma. Yeah, but you know, Honorable Makai, we've got to say that in a formal proceeding.
Okay. I was a bit confused because one of your colleagues called you Chair, which I'm unaware was the formal proceeding, and I thought it should be more informal. But Chair, if I can just go back to the point that I'm trying to raise. This is not a DA position. It's not a tape document. We had nothing to do with writing it. We had nothing to do with fixing it. It's in a factual document. I'd also like to vote to my colleagues across the way that when the colour is blue, just voting that it's no longer blue is not going to change the fact that it's still blue. A document has been produced, it has said something. A vote by the ANC to say that that document is something different does not change the fact what the document says. And I'd like to reiterate, the document is not a DA document. It is not a DA position. It was the position of the previous government. It was done by the Department of Energy on public consultation. So when we're talking about people giving people mandates, let us recall that the mandate was given in public consultation by the previous committee that went to the people. So please, if we can correct the inaccuracies on the other side of the table, let me be clear one more time, because I think the honourable members do not understand. This is not a DA document, it's not a DA position. All we are asking for is that the document's true meaning be reflected in a single line. Whether the ANC wants that line reflected or not is their choice, and they can vote how they want to. But let's not forget that there is such a thing as a tyranny by the majority. At the end of the day, the document says what it says. You cannot change what it says because you don't like what it says. You can't do this by voting, it doesn't matter what mandate you have. So, Chair, if I can ask you, as a logical and reasonable man, to just encourage your colleagues on that side of the table to let the report, the true substantive meaning of the report, be reflected in the sentence, and also clarify for your colleagues that this is not, for the final time, the DA government. We did not trust it. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable
Mabuza,
thank you.
I think we are running out of ideas. Because I don't think it will assist the manner in which this issue is being interrogated. Now, if in a course of debate, if you are unable to make the other people to understand what exactly you understand, I don't think it is upon us to take what they do not understand. Because the fact that you fail to make others to understand, it might reflect that you also do not understand. So please, we want to be clear to say this is how we understand it to be. Because Chairperson, I was going to say to agree with you that let us suspend this issue, because it's long that we have been stuck on it, and honorable members on the opposite or on the opposition, in fact I think they are just enjoying the debate, not putting their side so that we understand the same way they understand it, and I don't think it will assist us on doing that. Lastly, Chairperson, and of course, the voting is part of democracy. We shall have exercised that particular democracy, because we came here through votes. So whenever things become tough, when other people run out of ideas, of debate, and trying to impose whatever they want to impose, then we go back to the basics. And I don't think really changing ways, replacing this and that, will really make justice to this issue. Because lastly, I think opposition wants to rewrite the document. And I don't think we have that capacity here to rewrite the document that they are referring to, especially the DA. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Makubela Mashele.
Thank you, Chairperson. Hey, I just want to remind all of us here that blowing hot air would not change the fact that we are seated here with a budgetary review and recommendations report that talks to us on how we put forth our recommendations for the adjustments on the budget as presented in the medium term, and also in the money bills procedures and related matters amendment act. This is what we are here for. This report is what the report should, that we should, the recommendations should be speaking to what needs to be adjusted. And here we are putting forward a legislative challenges and the work of the department. And we come across a resource plan, integrated resource plan, the one in 2010, which we have read through it out. We know what the report, what the resource plan says. We have the updated one, which is 2013. We have read the report. We understand what it says. But the problem which I have here, which I will have, is when honorable members want to take certain parts of the report and highlight it as if the report says let's delay nuclear, because this is what they want what to be reflected here. The report does not only speak about delaying nuclear, it speaks to a shopping list of alternatives that are there on the table. If need be, it means that we need to put all those shopping lists here, of which we do not want to, and we would not put those shopping lists here. Because that integrated resource plan speaks to many things, but we would not put all of those things. But I want to then agree with what Honorable F. Stazen says, that the report our policy objectives speak to clean energy, and nuclear energy is one form of clean energy. It speaks to renewable energies, which I believe the resource plan also looks into those aspects. But what the matter that we are arguing about is the matter whether we should leave the reconfirmation of the nuclear, because nuclear is not going to run away simply because there are those that do not want it, or those that do not see it as an alternative source of energy. It doesn't mean that nuclear, because there are those that are screaming until they are blue in their face, will then nuclear will run away. Nuclear is one of the many forms of energy sources that we are going to look into. We have nuclear currently running in Kube. It's there. Nobody's running through. Nobody's getting anything from there. It's one of the many energy sources that we have in the country. And right now, Comrade Chair, I would want to...
Point of order, Chair. Please let me stick to official use of title in the committee.
I mean, Comrade Honourable Chair, is Comrade Honourable Chair...
Did you set a rule on the use of comrade in the useless committee?
It is, Comrade Honourable Chair.
Honourable Comrade, please.
Okay. Honourable Chair, I want us to move at this point, and I don't want to support what you have said. Say, let's park this point and then come back to it at another time. We, after this meeting, are going to our other committees, where we are going to be looking on issues of the digital art too. So we don't have time to spend on a matter of just putting an English word. Well, English is not my first language. I'm not an English speaker myself. I don't learn English. I speak Swati and dream Swati in Swati. But if need be, the reconfirmation of nuclear can be a word which I feel is suitable. And I believe, Honorable Chair, that as members of Parliament who were elected by our constituencies to come to this Parliament, at this committee, and we are members of this committee, if it comes to push where we have a matter on the table and we do not see from the same lens, it's not bad or it's not incorrect for us to just move
swiftly through this matter by just putting it on a vote. Because at the end of the day, for us to adopt the report, we need a majority. We need a quorum. We need to adopt the report. And adopting this report will mean by the show of hands to adopt the report. So as much as we can speak and say anything, Chair, I just want us to, in the spirit of moving forward, because I think we have exhausted our time on this matter, and move to other points and just don't delay this matter and say we have to come back to it. We're coming back to it might not do us any good, because we want to move on. So then we go to our other responsibilities. As I say, there are other budget recommendations report waiting for us outside. Thanks.
I agree with the Honourable Mokwena. I don't know how is it going to change the fact that we don't agree. Even if we postpone it, we're not going to agree. So let's deal with the matter and resolve it now. I think we don't have note that they don't agree. We move on. Because no man is about to note that they don't agree. So, thank you.
Don't spoil the nice word of Kita. The last person to speak, honorable member, let's be clear on what you want to make a decision on. My understanding is that if there's no consensus on revision as proposed compromise, so ANC will support honorable decision on retaining reconfirmation as it stands. So those are the two positions, and I'm coming back to say to make clear that let's make the decision on the two if there's no consensus. Honorable decision.
Thank you, Chair. The IRP that was drafted after the February public participation, but rightly so mentioned that nuclear could change, not should or must change. And the President of this country said in his State of the Nation address that 9,600 megawatts of nuclear power will be implemented in this country for cleaner air and for various reasons. And that's why I stand by my statement that this is reconfirmation of nuclear, as you read all sentence.
Chair, what the President said in the State of the Nation is irrelevant to this document, and I'll tell you why it's irrelevant. Because we're specifically mentioning the updated integrated resource plan. And when you quote the updated integrated resource plan, it's irrelevant what the President said afterwards. The details of that plan are as such, as the arguments we put forward. Now, we've got a counter proposal. I've written something here. Whether the ANC wants to accept it or not, but I think it's an accurate reflection of what in fact is in the updated integrated resource plan. Can I read you the two points that I would like to put in?
You were speaking without permission.
Oh, sorry, I don't have to.
Okay, I want the record to reflect properly. Who else is here? Okay. Yeah. What's your position on this sentence?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to vote just now. Just tell me, what's your position on this sentence? I know what both the ANC and the IFP say. We still must leave page 20 bullet 1 as it stands. So what are you saying? So I want to take a vote on that, because I've been urging you that we step off this thing. I want to see if this may cooperate with points. So we'll come back to it at the end of this document today.
Okay.
We are checked, so
okay.
I don't want to do that, Lord, can you hear you?
Sure. If I read the sentence, the next person again, revised the updated integrated resource plan of 2013 was drafted for pre-consultation with major highlight being, and these are the major highlights, and it was noted by many analysts as well. The first one, and it's another point, a revision downwards of the country's electricity demand projections. I think that's uncontroversial, and it certainly was in there, and it is a major highlight of that report, and I think that point needs to be in there. I think we can get agreement on that. Then, what it does call for, and it calls for it, It says it calls for a delay in the nuclear program and puts forward financial benchmarks in guiding our decisions over the nuclear program. That's the wording that we would like to have put in it. If that can go in, then we'll be fine with it. Thank you.
Okay. Don't compromise the chair. I have nothing to say.
Honorable Chairperson, I would strongly oppose it and say let's go back to what is written here, the reconfirmation of the nuclear and renewables as a supply side solution to meet environmental and macroeconomic development objectives. And just not support what is being put forward by Honorable Freyling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just told one of the members, why do you do it now? Could have serious implications for how we do work in the community in future. I was trying to avoid this. Okay. That's all. The updated integrated resource plan 2013 was drafted for public consultation with major highlights being 1. Reconfirmation of nuclear and renewables as supply-side solutions to meet environmental and macroeconomic development objectives. Those who say yes, raise your hands. Yes, that's the one. Listen, honorable members. The updated was integrated. Honorable Mackay said this thing is not going to change the color of this. Those who say who agree that we give this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Honorable Freyling, what do you want to vote for?
Well, yeah. We gave our position, and we feel ours is a factual position, not a political position at all. I mean, what this is a political decision. You then reconfirm NECA when it does the exact opposite. But if you want to use your majority to state that, then that's your prerogative, and you can do that. But then you turn in that it's a political thing. What I put in was purely a factual one. Those are two statements, that's what we want reflected in there. But it's up to you. You can use your majority.
A point of correction, Chair.
Wait, Honorable Makubela Mashere, don't speak without
okay, Chairperson, can I just correct, sir? We are using our Migla Oblongati. Not our Migla. We're just using the Migla Oblongati.
Okay. Besides, I mean, I can't actually correct, but I mean, I'm positive.
No, Honorable Freyling, I understand perfectly well what you say, but I won't do against this. Okay. Okay, page 20, so the majority agrees that you must have bullet 1 as is. As it's currently reflected on this draft. Honorable McCart.
So, in all due respect, we cannot agree to trying to rewrite documents that are a bit of a pain for the ANC, so we must respectfully withdraw from the committee for today, and we cannot agree to vote in favor or against this report. Thank you, Chair.
Page 21. Honourable Member, we are on page 21. Honourable members, we are on page 21. You are not commenting on page 21.
Yeah.
Page 22. Page 22. Are we on page? Page 23. That's the problem. Page 23.
I just want to correct here. I think it should be a correction. When we're speaking about in point number 10.1, the schedule 3A on the PFMA, should the 3A be written like this, or should the 3 not be in brackets? Because I think it's now. It should be like this. Okay.
Page 24. So I can move faster now because I'm moving. I'm just looking in one direction, so I don't have to look on both sides of the house. Page 20. Honorable Etela, are you on page 24?
No, okay, thank you.
Page 25. Six. Seven. So can we go back to see if there are comments on committee's findings and observations? Item 12, page 31. Page 32. Page 33, Staff and Entities, Bullet 1. The Portfolio Committee NAD observes that the restructuring of staff and its entities is needed to ensure they more effectively meet South Africa's energy needs. That second paragraph, the hiring of entities should be fast-tracked to ensure the organization structures urgently. Substantive, you remember had a discussion, we had a presentation, and
the were told of the restructure itself and the hived off entities. So when we say this, after that, when we say this now, after receiving that report, are we talking about better hiving off of entities of self? After the structure, remember the two structures they showed us. They showed us the old structure and then said we have a linear structure.
Yeah.
Now when we say this today, are we talking about further hiving off of entities? Just clarify that there.
Yes, sure. I was also referring to PASA, which is also still within the ambit of SEP and has to also go to the DMR. And I think the AE also is still in the process of moving out here.
Well, so we're referring to those two. So we're not referring to the major restructuring we're currently undertaking. So that's the truth, because there are two entities that must be hived off. So if we're referring to that. Okay. Okay. Page 34. Page 35 for recommendations. Okay, I suppose it's nothing controversial. This is really to convert the majority of the recommendations into clearer recommendations. 36. Comrade Makubela Mashere.
Comrade Honorable Chair, I've got point number 22. I want us to look into whether it is proper to say, with regard to IEMF, the minister should address the issue of coal contracts as an entity to ensure that the sustainability of the business of the business unit. If this reflects the way it is, it's as if the minister is the one that facilitates and see the bidding process and everything, and make sure that there are contracts that are given to this entity. Now, I believe that it would be incorrect for us to say so, because the minister, as an executive authority, would not be in the intricacies of business contracts. But I would want us to rephrase and say, the minister should look into the issue of the optimal of this entity operating optimally in its supply and demand. Because if we're talking about the supply side of it and the demand side of it, it means those issues will be taken care of. But if it's sitting as it is, it looks like the minister is looking for tenders, contracts and everything. It's very much incorrect.
Yeah, I remember the issue was short was the fiscal coal contracts. But you understand the spirit that as it stands, it almost implies that the minister herself must ensure this happens, which would be inappropriate. So we must find a better formulation as the. Okay, 37. Nothing to say, Comrade Makubela Mashele. I'm enjoying this. Makubela Mashele.
Yes, thanks, Comrade. I'm looking at conclusion. Bullet point number four. Bullet point number four talks about economic growth has been severely compromised. In the context of this recommendations that we are putting forward, is it proper, Comrade Chair, to say economic growth has been severely compromised? Because it means that the department was not able to meet its demand side, to meet its supply side to the demand side what the economy wants for the economy to grow at its full capacity. But if we say it has been severely compromised, it's not a factual point, because this does not speak to the entire picture. You know, I believe in the spirit of us putting forward things that are assisting the advancement of the economic growth in the country, we should not put such things as talk about severely, the economic growth severely compromised. But the economy has had its shock because of the situations outside its perimeter. But equally, what we are projecting as a country now is some growth towards a positive direction. It's just in the spirit, I don't know whether I'm seeing or I'm reading this point in the context of the recommendations. But I would propose that we take that point completely out.
A comment on that? Honorable, before
you go, Honorable, yeah, thanks, Chairperson. Maybe before we remove it completely, perhaps I think it is necessary to know, or maybe to be informed as to what brought this economy to this situation. What are factors which contributed to this statement, to say this is what we're saying because the causes are this and this and that. Maybe if we can have that. Thank you.
Honorable Fago?
I agree with Honorable Makome. The economic issues are bigger than the gold and energy. So I think we need to delete it. I'm also not happy about it.
Honorable Esteza?
Thank you, Chair. I think maybe severely compromise is a bit strong to say, but it's under the context of bullet number one. That's why that point was in there. And maybe just to reword it a bit, instead of taking it, because the economy was affected. Because of this. But maybe not severely compromised.
We must deal with severely compromised. Okay, thanks. Do you agree with that? So far, a better formulation. Report to be considered. Honorable Makubela Mashele.
Chairperson, I write as I'm sitting to recommend that we adopt the report with the corrections that we have filtered in, but in principle we want to agree with the content what the report talks to around the issues of the budget recommendation and a report.
Okay, Honorable Makubela Mashere moves that we consider the report be adopted. Any seconder? Honorable Esther, thank you very much. The next point, closing remarks by honorable members. Okay, before honorable Faku say anything, honorable Esteze, do you want to make any closing remarks? It's been a remarkable day. Something that hasn't happened in this committee has happened. So I don't know what this means for the future. So do you have anything to say?
Me?
Yeah, even if to about the good Cape Town weather. honourable president.
Not very clear. I think some of the members just maybe want to cover themselves because there are not as big issues about the nuclear deal that was signed. And I think maybe that's why some of the members want to cover themselves on things to be said later. But I don't think it's very serious. I think more it's walk this walk out or whatever. Just to cover themselves for the future nuclear discussions that's coming up. I stand very much on that, and I don't think there's a price that anybody can put on carbon dioxide and clean air and all that. That's my point.
Yeah, that's very encouraging. Honorable,
sir. What happened today, Honorable Chair? It's very unfortunate because the DA wants to smack their policy positions into the committee report, and we are trying to be flexible at the ANC and change and accommodate everyone because we don't want, because we are a majority party, to bully everyone. But I want to thank Honorable Steve, as much as he is an opposition party member, but he's not just opposing for the sake of opposing, this is that objective. Because this thing has nothing to do with signing of a nuclear agreement. The minister will come, she knows that she will come at an appropriate time to brief the committee. This has to do with what happened in the public meeting and what is in the IRB, in the plan, and what has been in all the government documents, not about the nuclear signing of anything, agreement of anything. So I want to thank all the members in this present here, and all officials that are present here in this meeting. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we must just note the coming meeting. I wish the honorable members from the DA were still here, so that we don't run into these difficulties in the future. The last time we spoke about this matter, we did, in particular, draw the attention of members of the media to the fact that the government of the day made a policy pronouncement on the 17th of June on these matters. Now, it's not going to be very helpful when that has happened and for people to try and change those pronouncements when they've been made. So we must work as a committee to ensure that we provide effective oversight over the actions of the executive with regard to those policies that have been adopted. So they're not here. I'll still tell them the other day, the one day back, that a new case on its way. So the issue is going to be, can we be rational about how we have this discussion? You see, honorable members, on the fourth, we having a meeting to consider the Treaty on Grand Inga. We are having a discussion with the Select Committee on Economic Development and Small Business Development, or Small Business.
Economic and Small Business.
Economic and Small Business. That's not a nice name. Economic and Small Business. Put it differently. Our counterpart in the NCOP, because this treaty has got to be adopted by both the National Assembly and the NCOP. So we're trying to ensure that we can have a joint treaty so that we can have can receive a joint briefing on the 4th of November. Hopefully that's what will happen, so waiting on the logistics to ensure that. So that brings us to the end of the day. Thank you very much, honorable members. We can go to our next assignment. Thank you very much.
I'm going to go to the next one. then she was like, I like put out this quote, we can do what we want because we can just vote. I was like, no, that's not that. Then it went down from there because I think they have a community for them that they vote or they can't accept the VA process or thing.
Yeah, because I don't think it was a day to day thing.
I was nothing for Ada.
I think it was, I mean, it was quite a valid argument. And I thought
I love you, my I'm like, I don't.
Okay. Hi, boo.